It can be argued that bringing more theater to New York City is redundant. The city offers a cavalcade of drama in its everyday occurrences. There is a new member of the cast now. When we last heard from commentator Mary Jo Peel, she had been living in her parents' house in Minnesota. But not long ago, she decided it was time to get out of the Twin Cities and settle in the Big Apple.
I got off the plane with three suitcases gorged with all my worldly possessions, and I got into a cab. My life as a New Yorker had officially begun. Without a word exchanged, the cab driver hoisted my life into his trunk, and I handed him a piece of paper with the address of where I was staying. And then I caught myself. Wait a minute, just because I'm a New Yorker now doesn't mean I'm going to be brusque and impersonal to my fellow human being. So I said hello, and he said hello. I sunk low into the seat and tried to quell my panic about just what the hell I thought I was doing moving to New York. The cab driver asked me what brought me there. I tried to sound casual when I said I was going to live in New York. He told me he himself had come from Haiti 20 years ago, a kindred spirit. I leaned my chin on the back of the seat and watched his face in the rearview mirror as he told me his story in a curving Caribbean accent. He introduced himself, and I repeated his exotic name carefully. Wadney. Wadney. Later, I realized he had a lisp, and his name was actually Rodney. Rodney said, "Let me tell you something, Mary. New York is a very big city. Be careful, 'cause a lot of men is going to want to be your boyfriend." I sat back, carefully guarding my expression of anticipation. Then Rodney took a piece of paper, held it on the steering wheel with one hand, and as he continued driving through New York traffic, he began to draw with the other. "You see, Mary, women have a bridge." Rodney drew a stick figure and a bridge. "Now, a lot of men want to cross a woman's bridge." He drew another stick figure at the opposite end of the bridge. Then he scribbled little cars on the bridge. "Now, some women let a lot of cows cross their bridge. Some women are very careful about who crosses their bridge." And he made harsh X's through the cars on the bridge. "Don't let just any man cross your bridge, Mary," Rodney warned. I listened to Rodney enthralled. There's nothing like watching a metaphor stretched to the breaking point. Well, Rodney and I talked and laughed, and when he dropped me off, he asked me for my phone number. I had been in New York for 1 hour, and I already, maybe, sort of, had a possible boyfriend. And he had a car. A few days later, Rodney picked me up for our date, and I sassily sat in the front seat of that bright yellow taxi. We drove to Times Square, and it glistened magnificently, and I loved me for living there. Anything was possible. Like Rodney ringing even more from his analogy. "Take your bridge, Mary," he said, his hand casually dropping on my knee. "We know each other, and we are falling in love." "Wait a minute," I thought. "We are? I admit I'm out of the loop a lot. And what about all the other men who are going to want to be my boyfriend?" Pressing my back against the car door, I tried to explain myself in a way he might understand. "Rodney, just so you know, you won't be crossing my bridge tonight." And I scrambled out of the cab. And then I realized Rodney was one of the men he warned me about. Who says New Yorkers are inconsiderate?